Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will tell us about the halacha of a Zaken Mamre, rebellious elder. Zaken Mamre Alpi Beis Din. Someone who is a Zaken, he's a Talmud Chacham, who's an elder among the Jewish people, he's Mamre, he is somebody who rebels, Alpi Beis Din, against the word of Beis Din. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, when it's hidden from you, or it's unknown to you, something in the law, and you go up to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, and the Torah tells us that we must follow the directive of the Beis Din HaGadol, and somebody who purposely does not follow them, they end up being killed, and the misa that we give them is chenek. Shlosha vatei din in Hayusham. There were three courts that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Echad Yoshev al Pesach HaRabayis, one of them sat at the opening to Har HaBayis, to the Temple Mount. Echad Yoshev al Pesach HaAzara, one of them sat just outside the opening of the Azara, of the Temple Courtyard. Echad Yoshev Lishkas HaGozis, and one of them sat in the Lishkas HaGozis, which is the chamber, the hewn chamber, it was called. Boim Lazesh al Pesach HaRabayis, they would come initially to the court that was on the opening of the Harbayas, of Omer, and the Zaken, who had this issue with the court in his city, would say, Kach dorashti v'kach dorshu chaverai. This is how I understood and how I explained the Torah. V'kach dorshu chaverai. And this is how my friends, my colleagues explained it. Kach limadati, this is how I taught. V'kach limdu chaverai. And this is how my colleagues taught. Im shamu, if this Beis Din can help them and tell them what, if they have a tradition on this issue, Omim Lahem, they will tell them. Ivim Lav, if not, Boyin Lahem, Osin Shal Pesach Azara, they then would ascend to the court that was at the opening of the court of the courtyard, the Omer, and they would say, Kach Dor Ashtiv Kach Dorshu Chaverai, this is how I expounded the Torah, this is how my colleagues expounded it, Kach Limadativ, Kach Limdu Chaverai, this is how I taught, this is how they taught. Im Shamu, again, if they've heard and they have a tradition, Omim Lohem, they will tell them, Vim Lav, if they don't, Elu Ve'elu Boyan LeBezdin HaGodol Shevelishkas HaGozis, all of these, they all go to the Beis Din, the great Beis Din, the Supreme Court that's in Lishkas HaGozis, Shemimenu, Yotzei's Torah ben L'chol Yisrael, from there, Torah goes out to all of Kal Yisrael, Shenemar, Ben HaMokam Ahu Asher Yivchar Hashem, from that place where Hashem will choose, Chazer Le'iro. If this, after hearing from the Beis Din HaGadol what their psak is, what their decision is, Chazal Iri goes back to his city, Vishana Velimed Kederach Shayalamed, and he continues and learns and teaches the way he used to teach before, which is not like the Beis Din HaGadol, Pater, he's still Pater, because he hasn't done anything practical. Vimhora Lassus, but if he paskins and tells people to conduct themselves like himself and not like the Beis Din HaGadol, then he's Chayav, then he is considered to be a Zaken Mamre, and he gets killed. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'ish Asher Yaseh, who will do purposefully. That is to say, there has to be action. Eino chayav ad sheyora lasos. He only is considered chayav once he has paskined that people should act upon his psak. Talmud shehora lasos. If you have a Talmud who is not yet a zaken, he doesn't have smicha yet, he is not smicha, the original smicha, and he paskins that they should act in a way that's not in accordance with the Beis Din HaGadol, he's pater. He can't be a Zaken Mamre. Nimtza, chumro kulo, comes out that this, we find that the severity of his chutzpah, the fact that he is being paskening keneged the Beis Din HaGadol, when he is not even yet not anything more than a Talmud, that chomer is really kulo, that ends up being the leniency for him, in which he cannot be considered to be a Zaken Mamre, since he hasn't even achieved that status.